Thank you, Veronica. It's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is off for the rest of the week. Rick Hogan is sitting in the Bill Leff chair.
Doing my best to fill his, to fill his chair and be as amusing as Bill.
You're doing well, but I'm telling you, it's a tough act to follow with Bill
Leff. It's an impossible act.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's incredibly funny. He's one of the, you both are great, but he is one of the quickest humorists that I have ever met or ever heard. He's that quick.
Can you get a recording of that, Kevin, so we can play that
yes,
when Bill
comes
promo.
Back on, yes,
on
it's
Monday?
Yes, hi, it's the Bill and Wendy show. You're both really good, but Bill is a genius.
There's our promo.
I love listening to both of you, but Bill, that Bill Leff is a genius.
All right, we were talking about the Lollapalooza fashion. Pierogi Fest is going on, but there's another event that's going on in Oak Park tomorrow. And Val Camaletti on the line with us, the owner, the proprietor of Val's Holla in Oak Park, 239 Harrison.
One of the great Chicago treasures.
Absolutely.
She
oh,
and
spoken
she, you
by
know that,
a
Val.
Great well, Chicago treasure.
Yes.
I don't know whose voice is lower, by the way.
Well, we both have fascinating, interesting, abusive lives. Yeah. Val, great to talk to you. Great
Hi,
to talk
Rick.
To you.
It's good to hear you.
Too, honey. You too.
Val, we have such a good time going to your record store day every year. My son, Michael, always spends at least $200 on vinyl, and that has made a complete...
That's my boy.
Yeah, I know. it's a complete... vinyl has resurged for quite some time, but it's even more so now.
Oh, it's the only thing keeping us alive. It's what's keeping us alive is the love of vinyl, and more importantly, it's the passion with which young vinyl buyers are buying vinyl. That's the part that is thrilling and wonderful for me, because they're buying it with the same kind of passion that their parents and grandparents bought vinyl.
But they, also, they, Val, don't you think there's another added element to this now? Because I'm a vinyl kid, of course.
Of course.
It is the packaging. I think
it's part of it.
I think it's a huge part of it. It's so much more interesting. It's like going in an art gallery, any album you buy.
That's right. And even though they attempted to miniaturize that when they put out CDs with the same covers and all of that stuff, particularly as you got older, it became harder and harder to read those.
Get out the magnifying glass.
Yeah, I really want to spend, you know, in a magnifying glass reading liner notes.
Right, right.
But liner notes, you say that, and Val, when we had you on for Record Store Day, that is, to me, what the excitement of a record album
no
is.
No question.
It's like you're unwrapping a Christmas present. You look at the liner notes. You look at the sleeve of the record to see if they've
Absolutely.
Put something special on there. That's where it means so much more to a person than just a CD or a download.
Well, it's part of the experience. It's the whole experience that I think kids are living with now with vinyl. It's that whole thing of sitting down and having a relationship
Yep.
with the artist on the record. It's not just about putting on some music. It's having a relationship. It's finding out what that artist is trying to tell you, a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's an album.
Val, I'm very curious about what you think. I'm just recalling my days of and it didn't happen often, of waiting for records to be released and the release.
Yeah.
But remember, and this is not the most artistically involved album, but I never will forget. It's a visceral memory for me, going to get the White Album.
Oh, sure.
And it was just this plain white cover with the raised letters, and I thought to myself, oh, my God.
That's a work of art.
It is a work of art.
And the four pictures of the Beatles that I stole from my sister.
Yeah, yeah. But it is,
well,
I think.
The Beatles stories, of course, are unending.
You know, I think the difference is you buy an album, and it's like having a conversation with somebody, with the band members, as opposed to having a conversation via Twitter or something.
Absolutely. And it's the thing that I find most interesting is that I tell the story all the time, but when, you know, 45 years ago, when a bunch of guys would come in and you asked them what they were doing Friday night, and they'd say, oh, we're listening to the new Zeppelin album.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that meant a group of people one album,
yep,
and then arguing with Led Zeppelin about why they put that song on side one,
right?
When it could have been on side two, it would have sounded better if it had been between this song and this song.
Well, that's what albums did. You sparked something up, and it sparked a conversation.
A conversation between you and the artist.
Well, but it's also, Val, the thing that intrigues me is when groups, any group, puts together an album, they are creating a kind of narrative. They are
Absolutely.
Not just tossing songs off randomly. It's this song comes after this song, which comes after this song, which I think is something lost in this immediately download age.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
There's a wonderful story, and if I have the time, if you indulge me, there was a wonderful article in the paper that Lindsey Buckingham was putting together songs of an album in his home studio. And his son, who was maybe 12 or 13 at the time, walked in and said, "What are you doing, Dad?" And Dad said, "I'm trying to figure out which songs to put in what order on this album." And his son kind of looked at him and said, "Why?" You know, what for? And he said, and he tried to explain how it mattered what the order of the song was. It mattered what he had to say. And basically, his son at that time, and this is probably 5 or 6 years ago, we actually cut it out of the paper and posted it. But his son kind of looked at him and said, "Whatever, Dad," because he didn't quite get it yet. But that was a very important part. And sometimes it postponed albums. I remember a Stevie Wonder album that we thought, the man is insane. He kept postponing it. And, you know, a Stevie Wonder album makes a big difference when it's coming. And he kept postponing it because there was something about one song that he wasn't happy with, that he wanted to put in a different order or a different situation, or he wanted to change the song or whatever. But it mattered to the artist, and therefore it mattered to the kids who were listening to the record. And then for a long, long, long time, we kind of lost that. And to be truthful, we lost it, and it became a repetition of what existed when I was 14, which is back in 2 centuries ago, when you bought 45s.
Yeah.
And you just stacked them up, just like an iPod, and you played the 45s. Now, you were more involved in those 45s, perhaps, than most kids are today with their downloads. But you didn't buy albums. That didn't happen until, really, the Beatles.
All right, and Val's Holla is located at 239 Harrison Street in Oak Park, and you've been working up to this event all year. Tell us about Hollapalooza that's going on.
It is our 44th. It's our 44th anniversary. We've had an anniversary two-day weekend since 1976 when we were four, and this is number 44. So we're keeping it a little more casual. Number 45 is going to be a real blowout. So we only have 7 bands on our stage this time, 4 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday. And number 1 is Mr. Michael McInerney, who is going to open the whole thing up at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And Wendy, I think you know him.
I do know him. Michael, you know Val?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Val. How have you been?
I am very excited that you are our kickoff performer, and I think it's going to be wonderful. You blew us away on Record Store Day when you did a couple of songs, and I love your stage presence. I love your playing. I love the way you sing, and I'm very, very excited about having you in the room that day.
Well, thank you very much, Val. I'm really looking forward to playing it, and I didn't spend $200 last year.
Yes, you did. I spent it.
Year?
It's not your money.
All right, so we're going to have Michael do a song after we take a break, but I want you to tell, there will be a sale going on, refreshments.
There will be a store-wide sale going on. There will be live music both days. Music starts at 1 o'clock with Michael on Saturday, and we'll have raffles for concert performances. We'll have I spent my morning buying cookies, so we'll have cookies, and we'll just have a good time celebrating 44 years
It's a remarkable run, Val. You should be very proud. You should be very proud.
I am, and I take great joy in the customers that have been shopping in my store since 44 years ago, 72, and actually for 5 years before that. So this is really 44 of Val's Hala and 49 for me in Oak Park. So 45 and 50 comes next year, and we have plenty of customers. As a matter of fact, the act that comes on after Michael, Bill Cavanaugh, has been one of those customers since he was a wee lad, and we'll be playing on the stage in honor of our 44th, which is also a thrill.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Go to Hallapalooza, 239 Harrison Street, Oak Park. Michael Mack is playing at 1 p.m., and he'll play for us next. Val, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I hope I get to see you all there.
Yeah, you're a doll, honey.
All right,
you're
take care.
Doll. All right, thank you, Val. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and Michael would like to grace us with some slide guitar.
Can't wait.
Coming up next, it's Rick Kogan in for Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. The gypsy woman told my mother. I'm kind of a man sometimes. I forget, a lot of people forget I'm a woman.
That would seem impossible to forget.
I don't know. Rick Hogan in for Bill Leff. Michael McInerney in the studio as well. Why are you not at Lollapalooza?
I didn't. You wouldn't give me the money, Mom. Mom and Dad, you wouldn't give me any money to go there. You spent it all on my vinyl records.
I wish it was that simple.
Have you ever been? You've never been.
I've never been to Lollapalooza. I wish I went last year because Sir Paul would have been phenomenal to see. But I'm just...
Not your style?
Not my bag this year. It's a lot of... No.
Bands that you're not 100%. You're an old soul, though. You like the blues. You like classic rock. And unless, you know, there's a Zeppelin reunion, I don't see you going there.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be pretty intense, though.
That would be pretty great.
See, this is dangerous, though, because you're sitting in this window, and this window has all these passing young women. So if next year you try to fool your parents and go, yeah, I'd like to go see, well, I don't know who's playing, but I'd like to go to Lollapalooza, they'll know why, Michael. They'll know why.
Oh, trust me. Trust me. I've been seeing them. I work right by a train station.
Oh, okay.
So I
see
all of them getting on in hordes. Mm-hmm. And trying to hide stuff in their purses and their butt cheeks showing. You've noticed that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right.
red-blooded American guitar player.
Quite simply put, yeah.
All right. Do you want reverb?
I don't know. Let's see how it sounds. Does that sound good?
It's up to you. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song, maybe a little less reverb.
All right,
sound like I'm in a cave. Ooh.
All right, just in here.
Check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Do you want it off?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to be playing a song that I can guarantee you will not hear at Lollapalooza. It's by Elmore James. It's called Dust My Broom. Get up in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom. I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom. I quit the best gal I'm loving, and now my friends can't get in my room. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. Gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. Shona, if she ain't in Mississippi, she's over in East Monroe, I know.
I don't want no woman. Want every downtown man she meet. I don't want no woman. Want every downtown man she meet. There ought to be some kind of law to keep my baby off the street. I believe my time ain't long. I believe my time ain't long. You're gonna leave me and bring up my heavy home.
You make Mama proud.
Michael, that was fantastic. That was fantastic.
Good job, Michael.
Thank you.
This is going to be a career?
Hopefully.
Yeah? How old are you?
I'm clocking in at 17 years.
Wow. You're a great singer and a great player. That was really special for me.
Thank you.
Hopefully for the listeners as well, Rick.
Who cares?
I hope you all enjoyed it.
Who cares? You get a free concert here, ladies and gentlemen. You get the free wit and wisdom of Wendy and Bill.
Well, you're playing the part of Bill today, so you need to be the wisdom.
Well, I only got an hour left. Dean Richards is handling the wisdom.
Right.
Dean Richards
and
will handle that when
later.
He's on at one.
Michael McInerney, you have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/TheMichaelMack. That's the one to follow.
Yeah.
It's easier than spelling McInerney.
It's easy to remember, but I didn't figure it out until like last week.
That's all right.
I forgot what we made the URL.
And Valhalla, you will be opening up the 44th anniversary of Hollapalooza, 239 Harrison Street, Oak Park, Illinois, Saturday at 1.
Yep, and you can bet yourself a shirt. I'll be perusing the blues selection there.
Yeah, I know you will be. I'm not giving you money. You got to pay for your own stuff this time.
Oh, hell, I'll give you money.
I'll
be your Uncle Rick.
How long a set are you playing?
An hour.
Wow.
And I got to put that set list together.
You better. Thank you, Michael Mack. Michael McInerney, thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, the lovely Wendy Snyder.
A.K.A.
my mother.
A.K.A. my mom.
I got here on my own merit, though. Kind of.
That's true.
I drove you.
Well,
and
I said my own merit, not my own car.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, and we are coming back with news and more to come here on 720 WGN.